T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
9:37, Total Information AM. Stick around, because coming up next, we are going to talk to Marcus Theaters about their survey of favorite holiday classic movies. You won't want to miss it. A lot of fun coming up. Right now, Greater St. Louis, Inc. announced yesterday that it will move into new headquarters space in downtown's One Metropolitan Square building. We call it One Met Square. That will happen next spring. They are committing to downtown, calling it the heart of the St. Louis metropolitan area. Joining us now, the CEO of Greater St. Louis, Inc., Jason Hall, on the Quiver River guest line. Jason, welcome back to KMOX.
Hey, great to be back, and good morning.
Good morning to you. The organization already downtown, just to be clear. So why is this a big deal?
Well, it's a big deal because I think right now, you know, nationally, people are looking at downtowns. They took a lot of stress during the pandemic. And we just want to make it clear, downtown is the heart of the region. The business community is committing a long-term lease, a 10-year lease. And I think also what was important here, moving into a space that's, it's got a nice build out. It's modern, it's collaborative, it's open. And I think as some of our younger and tech-oriented board members were proud to share, that's what the business community needs to be like. And I think it's just taking another big leap forward for this resurgence of business community leadership in St. Louis.
Jason, as you know all too well, a commitment to downtown also means a commitment to some of the issues that are tough to talk about. For example, right now we're following a homicide in South City on Interstate 55. So, you know, what role does or can the organization have on issues like crime in the city?
Well, we've been very clear, and obviously that homicide down on 55, not downtown, of course, but downtowns across the country, including ours, took big hits during COVID, and we have been a vocal, visible advocate on the things we need to do holistically to make downtown safe and vibrant in a place that's open and accessible to all. We are a leader in that now. We are going to continue to be a leader on that. We know, as we shared earlier this year, downtown generates 20% of the entire general revenue of the city. So every neighborhood in this city has a shared interest in downtown fiscally. And candidly, all 15 counties in this metro, which are judged by downtown, it is the front door to the entire region. It is the magnet for talent. So we have got to get this right as a region and evolve downtown as we come out of COVID and make it the very best that it can be and lean into the momentum that we have.
Can you respond to criticism I read recently in the Riverfront Times that the Arch to Park Equity Fund real estate company and the relationship that it has to Greater St. Louis, Inc., and the criticism that the Arch Park Equity Fund is devoted to the urban core, devoting its investments rather to the urban core, and that leaves out other parts of the region?
Yeah, no, here's the deal. That was modeled off of other revitalizing downtowns, particularly in old Midwestern cities. This is patient capital. It's money not trying to maximize a profit, but trying to be a part of the change. And we looked in particular at Cincinnati, a patient capital fund there called 3CDC. And that really is the national standard bearer. And think about it. This kind of capital has been used before. It's what helped revitalize Cortex and other areas like that. And we just think it's a really important tool for a region to have. We see them in Cincinnati, Detroit, Cleveland, Buffalo, and other markets like that that took big body blows when it came to that industrial change and the impact that it had on Midwest cities. And so this is a great tool. Look, this is all regulated by IRS standards. It reimburses for at-cost expenses to help carry out the administrative tasks of it. it's that and no more, and modeled off of a best practice. And we've been very, very transparent about that.
Carol and I are thinking of downtowns like St. Charles and Belleville. They've created these downtowns that are destinations for people, you know, as a gateway between those two. How can we compete, or how can we get back to kind of that feeling that St. Louis downtown used to have?
It's a great question. And I'll tell you, there are a lot of lessons to be learned from some of the great success in Belleville and St. Charles and some of the other commercial corridor downtowns that we have. I think there's some great lessons and they're real models. You know, really, we brought on new leadership. As you know, I think you covered Kurt Weigel. We recruited to this market, ran downtown New Orleans for almost 20 years, a seasoned executive. We're going to be bringing those best-in-class practices, activating downtown, recruiting those retail tenants to downtown so that street-level activity is there, working with the mayor's administration to bring some of those infrastructure investments to make it a welcoming place for people. And that is going to be critical to the long-term success. And I think we were weaker than some of the other downtowns going into COVID. I've been very transparent and honest about that. But we've got a huge resurgence. What's happening in downtown West right now, with soccer being a huge catalyst, buildings that had been vacant for decades coming to life. We saw good news with the Jefferson Arms building, finally mobilizing on that. We worked on the Butler Brothers building, 800,000 square feet, an entire city block vacant for 20 years. And that is now coming to life with retail and residents. That's what you're going to continue to see more of. And we're just getting started. We're not even 2 years old yet. But when you stick with it, use these tools correctly, think long term, you get the job done. And that's exactly what we're going to do.
Have you met with the new president of the Board of Aldermen, Megan Green, or will you?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, President Green and I had met years before. We were both very vocal opponents of the airport privatization effort, and that's where I had a chance to really get to know her better. We spoke before the election on shared issues and concerns. I look forward to working with her. She's got great passion for the city. She's a transplant to this city. We say we want more young people coming here. They should get involved, as President Green has. There will be issues we agree on, issues we don't agree on. But I do believe she is deeply committed to a future St. Louis that works for all. And that's what we're doing as well with Inclusive Growth. So I look forward to continuing that relationship with her.
Well, Jason, thank you for giving us news of your expansion there at One Met Square. We appreciate you joining us this morning on KMOX.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.